Brett Hayhoe launches a world travel series, and he starts not in some quiet corner of the globe, but in the city that apparently invented the concept of being a lot.
That's New York City, and this episode follows his case for why it earns that reputation, moving through the energy, the culture, the architecture, and what he calls the intangible thing that keeps travelers coming back.
Let's start with the city itself and what Brett is actually arguing here.
The question driving this piece is deceptively simple. Why does a city of perpetual noise, eye-watering rents, and subway chaos still compel travelers from every corner of the earth to return, almost as if they left something of themselves behind?
And the answer starts before you even set foot on the island. The post opens with this: nothing. Nothing has ever hit me quite the way that first glimpse of the Manhattan skyline did from the upper deck of the Staten Island Ferry at dusk. The city ablaze in gold and steel, impossibly tall, impossibly alive.
That's the emotional entry point, and the rest of the piece earns it. The argument is that New York's pull isn't any single landmark. It's cumulative. The energy, the food, the cultural density, the architecture, all of it stacking until the city becomes something greater than its parts.
The food section alone is doing serious work. One day, one city. A French bakery in the West Village. A Sichuan dumpling debate in Flushing. Ethiopian stew in Harlem. And a Neapolitan slice that, in his words, will make you briefly question your life choices.
Which connects to the broader point about linguistic diversity. Over 800 languages spoken across the five boroughs. He calls it a passport-free tour of the world, with entire neighborhoods retaining the cultural soul of the countries their residents came from.
The piece also spends real time on New York's LGBTQIA+ history, not as a sidebar, but as central to the city's character. The Stonewall Inn, Christopher Street, NYC Pride drawing millions each June.
He frames it carefully. It isn't just tolerance. It's hard-won, loudly celebrated, fiercely defended belonging. That's the through line for the whole inclusion argument. It's not policy. It's lived daily reality.
And then the architecture section reframes the skyline as something you have to move through, not just photograph. The High Line threading through Chelsea, the brownstones of Park Slope, layers of ambition built over each other across centuries.
He closes the argument honestly. Is it the greatest city in the world? That's a conversation worth having over a very long dinner. But it is almost certainly the most alive. And that, for a traveler, might be the same thing.
Tokyo is next in his series, which he promises will quietly rearrange the way you see everything. That's a high bar to set for yourself.
The case for New York comes down to accumulation. No single thing, but the overwhelming density of everything at once.
And apparently the ferry at dusk. Some arguments just start there.